Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Is the person who starts the fight jerk or justified? I'm very curious to see how the jury is going to rule this case. What you think about this?
The Channel 10 weatherman, Jeremy Kappel, was fired over a, quote, racist slur while talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. ice skating rink park. And it turned into a, I don't think I can say that word on the air, but they fired him. His family, he's got two kids and a wife. He was here since October 7, 2017, just a little over a year, as chief meteorologist. And something happened on Friday where he said he misspoke. And then somebody got it off the television and put it on social media. And at that point, all hell broke loose. And okay. Now he's top trending on CNN.
Yes, yes. It's national news now. Oh, so, he said he fumbled over his word. Accidentally, slip of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
The person who first posted the video and put her or his opinion about the video in the status update. That is the person on trial this morning. And I don't know. I don't know who started this, but it had to start from somewhere.
Right.
There had to have been one person to post the video and share their opinion that they were disgusted by how could he say that, leading everyone to believe that this is a horrible guy.
So it's not the TV station. It's not the mayor. It's not the guy himself.
It's the person who started it.
Now, I'll tell you, I am very, very upset with people and entities in this town, how they dealt with this. So I'm going to try not to let that frustration out. It's all I talked about from when it happened yesterday until my girlfriend must be sick of it by now. So I, of course, think this woman or man who posted this is a jerk. Is a jerk for doing this. And at the very least, I hope they're genuinely happy of the outcome. If they felt that they did the right thing, then I hope they're really actually happy. I brought somebody happiness in this because it costed somebody their job, their family a move, and completely turned their lives upside down. So, jerk move. Jerk move to put it on blast.
I don't think there's anyone out there that's going to say it's justified. I agree with you. It's jerk. It's a total jerk move. You know, haven't we realized by now that what goes on social media not only is there forever, but can really affect people's lives? Like, it's the saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me, is false.
Yeah, it's gone.
Words will never hurt me. It's out. We have to erase that from history now because it does hurt, and it works.
Okay.
Did.
So in Judgment Zone Court, you call up 222-2899, and you decide, jerk or justified. So I would have to agree with the both of you. I find it to be a jerk too, because he pretty much said that this person was guilty before even knowing anything about this person. And I don't like that. But now, hey, there are people though that are cheering that person on. And it got to this point because there are some people who feel it to be justified. And I wonder if they'll show up to court this morning. You decide. 222-2899. Hi, The Buzz.
Sandy, I'm listening to you right now, but here's the deal.
Yeah.
Way too many people in this whole world anymore are so sensitive over everything. Get over it. The person is a jerk.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hi, The Buzz. What do you think? The person who posted the video, the very first person to post the video of the weatherman fumbling over his words and calling him out, jerk or justified?
Oh, good morning. Well, I think the question comes down to, was a genuine mistake or not?
Well, in our court, in the Judgment Zone court, the case right now is the person on trial is the person who started this. So he, she, whoever, I don't even know who it is, posted the video. and in their opinion said this is inappropriate. So for that post, is that person jerk or justified?
Yeah, I think in my opinion they're a jerk, because the guy who, if he didn't make a mistake, then he got fired, and it's, you know, that's kind of a big deal.
Okay, thank you so much. Jerk or justified?
Definitely a jerk. They have no couth.
Whoa, watch with that word, okay? All right, that was just a little too close for this conversation.
What do you think?
Oh, jerk. This guy's world's been turned upside down for a mistake.
Oh.
And, you know, people got to put their big boy panties on and grow up. People make mistakes. Not everything is intentional and malicious.
Don't you wonder if this person realized how crazy it would get? Do you think that they're feeling any remorse, or do you think that they're excited that they started all this?
You know, we don't know who did this, but
feel remorse. I mean, nowadays you have to know stuff can be strewn and taken to the beyond. You know, nowadays social media, you know, like this person can go, you know.
Thank you. I was thinking maybe some, you know how we post, a lot of people like to post funny things, post jokes, like, oh, look what happened. Just like flip it. And it wasn't meant to be like, I see this as a bad thing.
Okay, so yeah. I heard, and I don't know if this is 100%, but I heard the initial post where it all started was an opinion about the man.
Really?
About this is inappropriate. And I don't know if anybody saw that very first post. If you are that person who posted it and started all this, I would love to hear from you.
How's your guilt level right now?
But right now we're hearing from the jury, jerk or justified. What do you think?
Jerk. Total jerk.
I don't think anybody's going to say justified.
Nobody's saying freedom.
Total jerk.
I so thought people were going to call up talking about freedom of speech and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of is. It kind of is, but it's when you put it on Facebook, you know what you're doing, and you're starting controversy.
Yeah, it's like a time bomb.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Is this one court case that we all agree and the jury does as well? What do you think?
Good morning. So I'll tell you, I hate the way that it came out. I think the whole thing was a jerk thing because of all the circumstances involved. I like Jeremy Kapel. He's my weather guy. I've been watching him for a year and a half. But just because we don't like the outcome of it doesn't mean that the methodology to get there isn't valid. That's like saying I didn't like a court outcome. So trying to tell people that they're not justified for reporting something they see as an injustice would be wrong. So as much as I hate it, and as much as I want to say it's a jerk because I didn't like how it all turned out, they're justified for doing what they thought was right.
Wow.
You know what? That's a side I didn't see. That, yeah, you know what? I was all in on jerk, and this is ridiculous. But seeing that side in a general stance, I agree with you.
No, I don't. I still don't. It actually angers me even more.
Yeah.
Because this person, everybody fumbles over their words, right? This person put their own personal, I don't even know what word you would call it, and threw it out there. Pretty much said this guy is guilty before even knowing anything about this guy. When you make a statement on Facebook, social media, when you make a statement and make it appear to be truth, that's wrong. When there is no truth, there are no facts to back up what their opinion was. That is disgusting.
Yeah, but
can't do that.
In this point, he's saying it's almost like saying you see a duffel bag in a public place and you don't say anything because you don't want to be wrong or to be considered a whistleblower of some sort.
Yeah, but you can say, hey, listen, I don't know if this was his intention, but I took it as. Mm-hmm. You can't just point the finger and say, this guy is a racist. You don't even know the man. You don't.
I follow that point,
and believe me, it's hard for me to say the words.
Right.
To make somebody
not happy at all about the way it came out. I think he has like a bit of a speech impediment anyways from watching him for a year and a half. He definitely has something that he struggles with words sometimes.
Oh.
We all struggle with
it.
We all struggle
with it. I have a really hard time saying, I mean, at what point do you say, well, just stop saying anything, right?
Yeah.
You know,
it's people like.
I struggle with that side of it. I mean, that's like saying you shouldn't say anything ever.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. There's one. I think we got a verdict. don't you?
Yeah, that's it, right?
I think so. So the person who blew this guy in, this weather guy in, is a jerk. Your opinions mean something. You think you're a nobody. You think you're just a one in a zillion out there. But sometimes it can hurt people, right? Right. Okay, 99 to buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.